Undisputed.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Bada boom! Realest guys in a room.
How you know?
It can be anyone but you, man. Anyone but you. And to the rest of the world, say your prayers. Lock your doors. The family has returned. Run.
With your host...
Here, kitty. Kitty. Kitty.
You forgot to say please.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
My boobs are real.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
Bad things happen to bad people, and good things happen to good people. Good people like me. All you have to do is believe!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I am your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash handyman slash co-host, Sir Rockin.
What is up, everybody? This song gets you pumped.
It does get you pumped, and you know what else gets you pumped?
What?
A touchdown in the first 2 minutes of the game, baby.
On like the third play of the game. How about that?
That's right. In case you have never heard us before and you're joining us for the first time, by the way, hello.
Hello.
It is football season, and so you will hear wrestling interjected with football. Because we're sitting here watching a football game, because why not? That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Tangents, everybody!
By the way, if you would like to be a part of WTR Fantasy Football, get in touch. We have a couple spots left open. Our draft is this Wednesday.
Yes, I have to defend my pigskin pick'em.
That too. If you want to do picks, pick'em too. We have that thing going too.
I have a lovely little tiara with a football on it.
She does. It's amazing. By the way, you can interact with us live at rackradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com in our interactive chat rooms. You can tweet us at rackradioshow. At Wild Talk Radio or at Lynn's Ward. If you would like to be in the fantasy football, message me an email. You can do it via Twitter, DM, whatever you want to do.
Ooh, the Falcons won. Barely, but they won.
Oh, and I think Tebow threw a touchdown pass. Amazing.
Oh, wow. Wow, he might get that quarterback job after all. You never know.
He may be the third-string quarterback. Send me an email, your email. Message me on Twitter with an email. Got it?
Yes, direct message it to him on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, and he will go ahead and invite you to the league.
Yes.
So you can play. We have, like he said, we have a couple spots left, so if you want to join in, you're welcome to join in for Pigskin Pick'em for regular
football. Fantasy
football or both.
Yes.
You can do both.
We can do both. Because we'll get that all up and running. Because on Saturday nights, we have the expert picks from Subway and Rock Parks. Mainly Subway.
I need to just turn off the Brave scores updates because, well, I just saw the final score of the game. Okay, I'm just going to put this out there since we're still in baseball season. To the Atlanta Braves, I love you. I'm a fan of you. I have supported you my whole life. But for the love of God, just quit now. Please just quit. Just stop. Just pack it up. Go home. You can't suck any worse than you already do, so please just go home.
If you continue sucking the way you do, you'll be the Phillies.
If you continue sucking the way you do, we will turn your plane around at Hartsfield and send it elsewhere. We won't welcome you back.
They will disown you.
We will disown you, okay? We will stop work on your stadium. We will just... No, we're done. They lost 15-1 to the Nationals. 15-1.
That's quite impressive.
They lost 21-whatever to the Yankees.
But on,
it's like the entire National Baseball League is just like bending us over right now.
And somewhere though, Ken Kins is excited and happy because Arizona is up early 7-0.
Oh, I thought he was excited because he was going to get to bend the Braves over, but never mind.
No, he only gets excited. Oh, he's going to be excited on Monday night, though.
Oh, the Stone Cold Podcast.
ENC.
ENC, you're going to show up. He's going to get to see his man.
He'll be so happy. He'll get to see his favorite C.
In more ways than one.
Oh.
So, we love you, Kane Kittens. So, we have a lot we have to get into tonight.
Yeah.
Mostly news. So sorry, it's been a big week for news. Most of it happened on Monday.
Yeah, Monday was an interesting day.
Monday was the day the wrestling fandom was just like, oh, hey, look, I'm going to implode. Boom.
Pretty much that was the case in many different directions.
So we're going to talk about the two bigger stories first, and then kind of take a breather, and then we'll get to the rest of the news after that. So we're going to jump right in, brought to you by our friends over at pwmania.com and tnaasylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. Mainly the second half of the news,
And we have one of the biggest stories we'll ever report, and it's not one of the top stories. That's coming later.
Yeah, that's coming later. It's gonna explain some things. So, one of the bigger stories of the week that broke on Monday was that there was a shooting, or I should say an officer-involved shooting, at the WWE Performance Center. The guy's name was Armando Montevallo.
What was interesting, and I don't mean to laugh about it, his name was Armando Alejandro Montavo, or whatever you said, just said.
Yeah.
It's like, Armando Alejandro Estrada.
Right? Yeah.
All right, that's the laugh. Now we gotta be serious.
Yeah, now we gotta be serious. Armando was 20, did he make it?
Yeah, he's still, so far, I believe he's in critical condition at this point.
Okay. Armando is 29 years old, and he is described as a real weirdo that area officers knew, as the WWE staffers did as well. This was apparently his third time coming to the performance center this month alone. Before that, he urinated on the building and spread his own feces over the building. Gross.
Posted a video of that thing.
Posted the video of it, and he mixed the feces with low-fat milk.
Got it. I love how it's low-fat milk.
Well, you know, you gotta be healthy.
Gotta be healthy in this day and age, yeah.
Again, gross. He had posted videos where he was obsessed with AJ Lee. AJ was not the person he was fixated on during this past month. On more than one occasion, he was dressed up like a wrestler. He banged on the windows. He was saying that he would kick everyone's ass because they wouldn't hire him. At one point, he carried a chain to the performance center, and the police had to draw their guns to subdue him. 5 days ago, he did another video of himself outside the building saying he was going to ask for a job. There were two deputies in the area when someone from the performance center called police, and everyone involved was well aware of Montevallo, who had a long record for various crimes, including assault on an officer and violation of a restraining order, which this is what happened because they did actually have a restraining order on him at this point. He looked like he was going to attack the officer who was Corporal Steve Wall, and there was a fear that he did have a knife, and so Wall backed off about 70 to 100 feet. Or I should say 75 to 100 feet before shooting the man in the stomach. Armando did undergo emergency surgery, and he's currently in critical condition. Should be noted that the diva he was obsessed with is rumored to be Lita. Who was shooting Tough Enough for the last 10 weeks at the Performance Center, but was not there at the time that this happened.
We cannot confirm if it was Omega, though, because you know his obsession with Lita. So we cannot, we cannot confirm that, no. Alright, anyway, in the serious manner, yeah, this was an interesting story, to say the least. Like, when it happened, this was, what, the third story of the day?
Yeah, this was the third.
This was the third story on Monday, because Snuka came late, which we'll talk about after the break. Yeah, it was just weird because she sent me the link to the story. I was like, wait, what? Did that really just happen? And you go, did a wrestler get shot? Diva get shot? What happened?
And this was following the news that somebody had gotten released, like maybe an hour or a couple hours after that, which we're going to get into who got released. But all you can think is somebody just got released. It was not in the best of ways. Oh, God, somebody just got shot. Oh, God.
Right.
You know, it kind of, it's like, oh, what the hell's going on? And you're trying to scramble to find information. And then gradually the information came out. Should be noted that Triple H was not at Raw on Monday night. He was actually in Orlando at the Performance Center handling the police, handling NXT talent, handling pretty much anybody that had any questions pertaining to the situation. Hunter did release an official statement on Twitter, basically giving the generic details of the situation and deferring any and all of future questions to the sheriff's department to handle.
Which is the right thing to do in this case, because it does not involve anyone involved with the company, so it's up to the police to handle the situation. If you're a person who works at the Performance Center, that's kind of scary.
That is scary. I mean, you think about it, this guy shows up a couple times a month. He shows up dressed as a wrestler. He shows up with a chain. You know, he's making threats. I think he actually went up to headquarters a couple times. I think there's a video of something of him saying he had a job interview at headquarters or something like that.
Yes.
You know, he was clearly delusional in terms of what was going on. I could only imagine he tried out for Tough Enough.
Oh, God, he probably did and got rejected.
But it's an unfortunate situation.
Oh, yeah, very, very unfortunate.
Because you hate to hear that anybody is shot, and you hate to hear that anybody is fighting for their life, but it's something that if you go somewhere and you're asked to leave, and you become belligerent, and you do it again and again and again, you're kind of opening yourself up to something like this because, and that's not to say that he deserved it, because he didn't deserve it. Nobody ever deserves to get shot.
No.
Unless there's extraordinary circumstances, which I'm not going to get into. But basically, it's just, it's kind of crazy and it's kind of insane. And in the heat of the moment, it all happens. And, you know, it's like the guy's shown up with a chain. The guy has made threats. You don't know what's going on. It had to be terrifying for the people inside the Performance Center because it's like, basically, you're trapped. It's a big space and everybody can hide. But it's like the dude's shown up with a chain in the past. You know, what's stopping him from showing up with a gun? What's stopping him from showing up with a knife?
Right. And luckily, it was only a knife. That he was possibly carrying.
I
remember hearing the corporal, someone, someone spoke, I forget who it was, spoke about it, and they believed he had a knife. So,
yeah, I've heard conflicting reports that he had one, and he possibly had one. So it's not been confirmed whether or not he was armed at the time that he was shot.
But they believed he had something, which is why they took the defense mechanisms. They did.
Yeah, and notice that they shot to wound and not shot to kill.
Exactly, which is smart.
Which is very smart. So yes, so I hope he recovers. I hope he learned something from this, please, God.
I hope everybody learns something from this.
I'm sure WWE has. I'm sure there will be tightened security at the Performance Center.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of security at the Performance Center, but they've had people in the area for the previous couple of weeks. I think it was back off that day, which is why the guy was able to get closer, because they had the restraining order on him because he was not allowed to be on the property because of what he's done in the past. And I think he backed away for a while, and I think because WWE's main focus that day was in Tampa, not Orlando, because Raw was in Orlando on that night. So it's just a scary thing because Raw was in Tampa.
Yeah, Raw was in Tampa.
And they're in Orlando. I had my cities mixed up. Anyway, they were all in Florida that day. This is the best way to put it. And yeah, it's a scary situation, and hopefully this is the last incident of its kind at the Performance Center.
Ever.
Ever. To say the least. It's hopefully that's it. And thankfully no one was seriously harmed, especially a performer at the Performance Center. So that's the good side of it, even though a lot of bad comes out of stuff like this.
Yes, a lot of bad does come out of this. And speaking of things coming out, we're going to talk about the other big story. And we're going to try and cover the facts. We're not going to try to defend this person because, honestly, she did get what she deserved. But I kind of want to talk about the situation in this more because it's slightly terrifying what happened in the situation. The biggest story that came out kind of on Monday, or the first story, was that Zahara Schreiber, who is most famous for being Seth Rollins' other woman in the whole dick pic scandal from a year ago,
Was it a year ago already?
Very close to.
Huh, okay. It's been a while then, okay.
It's at least been 6 to 8 months, because, yeah, I think it broke. Maybe it broke in the winter, maybe it broke in like January or February. Anyway, I don't remember. But basically, she's Seth Rollins' girlfriend. She was in NXT. She had just made her debut as a manager to Solomon Crow this past weekend at a house show. And then she appeared previously with Seth at NXT TakeOver.
Yeah.
So that kind of is her backstory. She was a trainee diva. Not a lot going on with her in terms of any kind of real notoriety or anything like that.
She was very low on the total poll, starting to learn it. Again, she made her debut this past weekend as the sister of Solomon Crow, I think her character was.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
So it came out Monday, or it came out a couple days before, yeah, I think either Thursday or Friday, that basically on her Instagram, she had pictures of swastikas. She had a Hitler My Little Pony. She had made multiple racist comments concerning Disney's Princess and the Frog, among other films. And she had never apologized for them, I should say, never removed them. She basically defended them in all the other posts. And to set this up, she didn't post these this past week. These had actually been up for about 3 years at this point.
Correct.
But they were still out there at the time that all this broke. And so the situation of it is, because I'm doing a horrible job explaining this, is somebody went out and dug this stuff up, which it isn't that hard to dig up. All you have to do is go through her Instagram and you can find it, or you could. It's since been removed. But somebody went out, took it upon themselves to dig this up. They sent it to news sites, knowing it could be potentially picked up.
Because it was a Saturday that it got picked up.
It was honestly a slow news day that it got picked up. And it proceeded to spread over the different multiple news sites. More and more people picked it up. And by Monday morning, it had hit mainstream media when TMZ picked it up. And TMZ was covering it. And everything would have been fine with it until TMZ picked it up. Because WWE was just kind of blowing it off. And then, well, national media picks it up, then you got a problem.
Right. They told her to take it down. She did. Simple and easy. Go from there. Then Monday happened, and, well, she heard the Vince McMahon words, "You're fired."
Yeah. To set this up, like I said prior, she had had it up there for about 3 years. She was signed with it up.
Yes.
And I'm sure under some kind of full disclosure or under some kind of search through her Instagram, which it's really not that hard to search, WWE was probably somewhat aware that the content was out there.
Right. And again, the environment 3 years ago is different than the environment today.
So she was probably told, "We don't like it. We don't agree with it. But you have the right to say and post what you want on your own Instagram. When you don't work for this company. When you do work for this company, you're not allowed to post anything of that nature. You're not allowed to damage the brand in any way, shape, or form. And if you do, you will be terminated."
Right.
And since that time, up until really the Rollins scandal that happened.
In February, by the way.
In February. So, God, it hasn't been a year yet. Jeez. Just feels like it.
It was only a couple weeks after we interviewed him.
Yeah, it was. It's like only, what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks after we interview him, go back to rockradioshow.com and listen to that awesome interview.
Yeah. Makes you think sometimes what he said, but anyway.
Yeah. No, before you continue on, it's a very telling interview, our interview with Seth Rollins, because he talks about his fiance at the time in that interview.
Yeah, he does.
And then the scandal happened like 2-3 weeks later. It's very interesting. Go back and take a listen to that interview. It's on the rockradioshow.com. It's on the YouTube, youtube.com/rockradioshow as well, if you want to check it out. But yeah. Anyway, continue.
So they hired her with it posted up there. She did not post anything of that nature while she was with WWE. And now we fast forward to Monday, where she did take it down over the weekend. She did not apologize for it. I don't think either she didn't take it upon herself to, or WWE told her not to do it.
But again, apologizing for it publicly would have brought more attention to it.
Yeah, but that's generally what you're expected to do, is you take it down, you apologize, and then everybody moves forward. But it was taken down. There was no apology offered. And Monday happened, and she got fired.
Yes.
She's no longer with the company, no longer with NXT. She is sitting on a beach somewhere with Seth Rollins right now, because they went on vacation.
Hey-ho.
Hey-ho. So I kind of want to talk about what happened with this because...
Let me, before you go on, I want to point this out there and then we'll go into the direction you want to go into. Because it's the direction I want to go into. We're not condoning her actions.
No.
In any shape or form.
No.
Our issue is how the firing took place.
Yeah. Basically, she posted the content. She knew it was out there. She left it up. She was hired with it up there. It could have been taken down at any point in time by her and not been an issue. It could have been taken down at any point in time by WWE and it would not have been an issue, but both parties opted to leave it up until this happened.
Right.
So, you know, honestly, she is ultimately responsible for her own actions. She is the one that posted it. She is the one that offered no apology. She deserves what she got.
And in the era of Hulk Hogan, who, by the way, had an interesting appearance on Good Morning America that started off this Monday, I thought, oh, that's all going to be the story of the day. No.
No.
No. So, yeah. So, in the era of Hulk Hogan and all his issues, WWE had no choice but to let her go.
Yeah, they were... It's basically, if you're going to fire him and burn the earth with him, you have to do the same thing to her. So, she was let go, terminated from her contract, as we said. What I find disturbing about this is it was up there for 3 years. And I had seen mention of it in the past.
As
on
I.
social media.
As have I.
Where she has made inappropriate and racist comments. And it's been brought up in the past, and nothing has really been done about it in the past. And to me, this was a very blatant targeting, where it was almost like character assassination on somebody's part to her, that somebody went out there, and they took it upon themselves to go through her Instagram, find all this stuff, send it to a news site, let it blow up, and I don't know if it's a somebody or a series of somebodies, and then a campaign was organized to get her fired after this broke.
Right.
And it just, and I don't know if the two are tied together or not. It's my more issue is the targeting of somebody actually doing this on their own and digging this up and sending this to the news site.
I want to ask people out there and whoever's listening to this, please feel free to comment or whatever. Why do you feel the need to go after someone? What has this person ever done to you? Was the comment she made, posted, the picture she posted, offensive in some manners? Yes, it was. Was it racist in some manners? Yes, it was. But did she target you directly? No. She never mentioned your name or anything, but you decided to take it upon yourself to go after her. You decided to go after her livelihood.
Well, this is a disturbing trend that's starting to happen where it's on par with Ashley Madison. Ashley Madison was hacked by a group that was looking to expose people who were breaking their marriage vows. It was a religious group that did it.
Right.
It wasn't any kind of terrorist attack. It wasn't any kind of anonymous. It wasn't anybody going after credit card information. It was people looking to expose people because they weren't living the kind of life that the hackers wanted. And so they were going to ruin everybody's lives on that site. Which if you're cheating on your spouse, that's between you and your spouse and potentially the person you're cheating with. It's nobody's business but your own, but those three people.
Correct.
And honestly, you know, there is an expectation of privacy on a dating site where...
And especially the AshleyMadison.com's goal was to, you know, help someone cheat. That was the goal.
That was the point. That's the whole point of the site.
Yeah.
You know, obviously on Instagram, there is no expectation of privacy.
Right.
But for me, I find it really terrifying because there seems to be this moral activism starting to happen where it's like people are going through social media and they're targeting people. And it's a scary thing to think of because if you think back to over everything that you've ever posted, you've ever said online, anything you say or do can ultimately be misconstrued and somebody can ultimately find offensive.
Somewhere out there, everyone finds something offensive in anything, even the simplest thing. Even us saying what we're saying right now, someone probably is offended by what we're saying, even though we're not saying anything offensive. Some people will take it in a manner, and then they'll start and take a group and come after someone else because they want to start this movement. They want to go after people who do not agree with them. And it's becoming very scary, as she's mentioned. It's terrifying what this world is becoming, especially from social media.
Yeah, I mean, it's something of, again, there is no reasonable expectation of privacy on Facebook, on Twitter, on Tumblr, on... Instagram, on any social media site that you have. There is no reasonable expectation of privacy because it's not private. The whole point of it is that it's public.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not saying that what she did wasn't offensive. It was absolutely offensive. But for me, it happened 3 years ago. By technicality, if WWE found the content truly offensive, which they knew the content was there, and if they didn't know it was there when she got signed, they sure as hell knew it was there during the Rollins scandal, because all of her accounts would have gotten searched.
Oh yeah, and that's the first time I remember hearing about some of the comments she had made.
Yeah, so that's probably when all this came up, was when the Seth stuff happened. And to me it got posted 3 years ago. That's the hard thing that I have to deal with. It's like, offensive content is offensive content, and I'm not trying to say it's not offensive, but she was signed with it up. That's my thing, is she was signed with it there. It was not a problem to the company, to the news sites, to the people that went after her then.
Right.
So it was not necessarily a problem for the company, for the news sites, for the people that went after her when the Rollins scandal broke. When it became a problem is in the last 2 weeks. And you know, I would completely understand if this is something she did last week, or these got thrown up last week, and it's like, oh, she posted something really offensive. She posted it 3 years ago.
She posted it 3 years ago, and she's not a name in the business. She's not a major factor in the business. Her only claim to fame is she's dating Seth Rollins. And that's the issue. And the people who take joy out of someone else losing their job?
Yeah, that's sick, y'all.
Take a look in the mirror just a little bit before you...
I'm sorry. That's sick. I get you don't like her. You can have your reasons for not liking somebody, but taking the level of joy that I've seen, it's really disturbing and it's really kind of sick to me, because it's like, ultimately, she is a human being. She's just lost her job because somebody purposely targeted her. And yes, I know, oh, boo-hoo, poor her, she deserved it. That doesn't mean you have the right to take glee in it.
Right, and Chase brings up, if you fire her, you have to fire her. That's the thing. Yeah, we agree with
that.
Oh,
yeah, I agree. She should have been fired. There's no middle ground on that. She should have been fired. She, like I said before, she technically should not have been hired.
Right. But why was it only offensive this week, not a month ago, not 2 months ago? What?
Not 8 months ago, not 3 years ago.
Why is it offensive today, not a month ago? It's just very funny that she shows up one place 1 week, and now she's become a subject of talking on the internet, and then bam. That happens.
Because this was so calculated. This was so perfectly executed. This was an assassination.
And he brings up Havoc. They did the same thing to her.
Oh, yeah.
They circled around. The buzzard followed her. And bam, they struck.
And they're going through everybody's social media accounts. They're finding everything everybody has ever said, no matter how old it is, no matter the context. They're posting it out there, and people are being targeted. People are losing their jobs, which, I'm sorry, unless you work for the company that the person works for, that's really not your job to go out there and target people. And that's what I have the biggest problem with, is people are taking this upon themselves to go through people's social media and target them. And this is becoming acceptable, where you can go through someone's social media accounts and you can find something they've said, and you know, from 5, 6, 7 years ago, not know what kind of place they were in 5, 6, 7 years ago, and say, oh, that's offensive, that's racist, that's wrong, I'm going to send this to their boss, or I'm going to send this to a news site, or I'm going to send this to their company.
Right.
I'm going to get them fired. I'm going to ruin their life for something they did 6 years ago. Think about that.
It's a little strong, people.
And anybody can do that to anybody. That's what's terrifying, is it's not just celebrities. Like Joe from down the hall, who maybe you cut him off in the break room the other day, and he doesn't like you. So you know what he's going to do? He's going to go through your social media. He's going to find a way to get rid of you. And he's going to find something on your social media, whether it's from last week or from 5 years ago, and he's going to send it to your boss. And he's going to try and get you fired.
Yeah.
And you have no recourse, because basically what happened with Soraya has now made it acceptable for companies to fire employees for that and give employees no recourse, because it's now a precedent that has been set.
A scary one.
A very scary one. And what's more scary is, not only can strangers, you know, coworkers, friends, family, whatever, do this to you, your company's HR department can now do this.
Yeah.
Where they can now scan your social media, which they already do. If you think they don't, you're wrong. Your social media is scanned. They collect all the data on you. They know everything there is to know about you. They watch you. They watch what you say. So if you have a bad day and you gripe about it on Facebook. You know, oh, F this, F this, F my boss, you know, whatever. You go off because you have a bad day. And you go off on Facebook or you go off on Twitter or you go off on Tumblr or whatever. And you have a bad day. Your HR department picks up on it. Oh, that's insubordination. That's a fireable offense. Bye. And there's nothing you can do. Especially if you live in a right-to-work state. That's what makes this so scary.
Right.
Is that there are people taking it upon themselves to take a moral stance on something. And that's fine if you want to take a moral stance on it. If you believe it is wrong, you have the absolute right to believe that it is wrong. What you do not have the absolute right to do is act on it. You do not have the right to ruin somebody's life to that degree that you get them fired from their job. You don't. Because here's the thing. You ruin their life and they find out it was you, they can turn right around and they can sue you for it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, completely. And then, you know, that's what the world's becoming right now.
That's what the world is becoming, and it's a scary thing to become. And it's like, if you take offense to something, call the person out, confront the person, don't go behind their back, don't send stuff to their boss, don't get them fired. Confront the person. Make them take personal responsibility and personal accountability for it. And if they don't do it, leave it at that. Right. It shows you the kind of person they really are, that they will not remain accountable for their actions, whatever they've done. They own up to it and they say, yeah, I was in a bad place, or yeah, my views have changed since then, or I've gone through counseling, or this or that or the other, and they own up to it and they take responsibility for it and they apologize for it. That's it. It should be done. You don't take it any further than that.
Right.
And I guess that's my biggest problem with this whole thing, is just the people taking it upon, like, these moral crusaders.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what else to call whoever did this, because we don't know who did this. This was done anonymously.
Right.
This whole thing has been done anonymously. And, you know, honestly, I don't even know what to say about it. It's just, she should have been fired. She never should have been hired with it up there. But I don't feel somebody should have taken it upon themselves to get her fired. Because to me, I had seen it come up in the past, and there had been some blurbs on it, but nobody really ever took any offense to it. It never hit any news sites, never hit anything like that.
Right.
To this degree. And then it was like, what the hell is going on?
Something happened, and bam, it went from there.
And it was like, did she post something yesterday? What happened? And then you go look, and it's like, no, it's from 3 years ago. It's like, what?
Right.
So, and just to keep you updated, she offered no apology. She basically told everybody to F off, so that tells you the type of person she is right there.
And here, this comes from WWE. To all indie talent wanting to get into WWE, delete your social media profiles now if you have any questionable comments. For women, delete all sexually themed photos ASAP.
Yeah. And this is for anybody looking to get hired by any major corporation. You have any questionable content out there, doesn't matter what it is, whether it's sexual, whether it's profane, whether it could be construed as racist, homophobic, whatever, take it down.
Right.
Delete it. Get rid of it. Take it down.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's now becoming a qualifier for jobs, or if they look at your social media, which they do, they will, you know, basically look at it and it's like, oh, well, this person's making, you know, homophobic comments. They're making racist comments. They're making really sexually charged comments. They're making very profane comments. We don't want that kind of person at our company. Next. Because the thing is like, we all know there's a way that we are at work and there's the way that we are at home. And they don't want to run the risk of the way you are at home causing any kind of embarrassment for the company or the department or whatever.
Right.
And that can come down to, you know, it's like, if you're extremely profane or prolific on Facebook or Twitter or Tumblr or wherever, and they look at that and they see that and they deem you a risk and they decide, oh, hey, I don't want that person in my department.
Right.
That can be the difference between you and someone else.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The whole situation is unfortunate, and honestly, the whole situation was avoidable. That's what's even stupider about this whole thing, or more stupid, is the whole thing could have been avoided.
Yeah.
That's what's stupid about this.
But I say on that note, so we take our first break of the evening.
I agree. So when we come back, more news!
More news! Yay!
We're going to be talking people getting arrested! Yay, because we're not done. We're talking Mania. We're talking Bella Power because, well, people got engaged, and you're not going to believe who got engaged. WWE 2K16 updates and so much more. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
I've been dying to tell you anything. You already here, because and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Set outside my front window, this story's going somewhere. He's well hung and I am hanging on.
Apparently, welcome back to The Rack, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented, as always, by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. Are you back?
Sorry.
You missed your cue.
Host fail. Missed the cue.
Missed the cue. The producer has to take over. God.
Well, you are the co-host.
I am the co-host, and I never do the rejoin.
Yes, you never get the chance to do the rejoins. He gets to do a rejoin.
Hey, I got to do a rejoin. All right.
So, now we're in the second half of the news, still brought to you by PWMania.com and TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And we have to talk about the third story that broke on Monday. Not as big as the other two, but still relatively big and, well, conveniently enough, it's a TNA story.
Yeah.
Came out that TNA superstar Bram was suspended by TNA because he was arrested for assault and false imprisonment.
Yeah, that was one of the charges because he was imprisoning the female.
Yes. Okay, so false imprisonment, that's right. So he was arrested for battery and false imprisonment of his girlfriend, where basically he trapped her in a bedroom and he held her down by her neck to stop her from leaving.
Yep.
TNA immediately suspended him
due to
these charges.
That's a very smart move on their part.
Should be noted for anybody that is aware, the female in question was not Charlotte. Bram and Charlotte had been married. They're presently finalizing their divorce. The woman in question is Bram's current girlfriend.
Also named Ashley.
Named Ashley. So hopefully Ashley is okay. He's currently in jail on...
He may bail.
Oh, he's out on... Okay, he's out on bail.
It happened yesterday.
So he is out on bail and presently awaiting, I think, a court appearance.
I believe that's how that works, yes.
Pretty crazy stuff.
This was one of the crazier stories, and, you know, talk about everything that happened later in the day. Because this was one of the first things of the day. It's like, man, there's Hogan. Oh, there's Bram, and now he's arrested. Wow, that's crazy. And he's been a big part of TNA, and, you know, whatever you want to call it, what it means to be a big part of TNA. They even actually believed he was very, very impressive, and they're going to have bright plans for him in the future. Big plans, I should have said. I can speak English. This is why she talks.
Speaking to English good?
Yeah. So, well, before I continue on, Chase brings up, Charlotte has been married twice now. She's a flare.
Woo!
Yeah. It runs in the family.
Now, yeah.
Now, back to the Bram story. That's a scary situation, just in general, because you don't like hearing about this, but it's scary. It's terrifying for the person involved in the whole situation. TNA did everything right in the situation, suspending him from any future events, distancing themselves from him. I'm surprised they didn't fire him, but then again, they re-signed him to like 3 contracts in the past year, so that's probably a lot of legal paperwork. That was a joke, by the way, everyone. But I would assume they would fire him just based on everything.
Well, it's kind of sort of innocent until proven guilty. They need to see the evidence and see how damning it is before they fire him.
Right.
Because from what I understand and just kind of reading the story, the physical assault did no harm is the best way, I guess, to put it.
Right.
It did obviously mental damage and it, you know, it scared the girlfriend and, you know, I hope she's okay. I really, really pray that I do, but that she is, but there was no real physical damage.
Correct.
Done by him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and the false imprisonment where he trapped her in a bedroom and he kept her there. It's a fireable offense, but it could have been a lot worse is what I'm trying to delicately say.
Yes, it could have been a lot worse.
It could have been a lot worse. So at this point, I think they're trying to see how bad it really is before they fire him and kind of what happens with it. Because obviously if he gets put in jail for this, if he gets convicted, then he will be fired. But if he does not get convicted, then they may look at it. But that's even if they're still in business at that point.
Which we're going to talk about here in a bit.
Which we're going to talk about here in a few, after we get through some of the other stuff. But that's Monday's stories in a nutshell. Now on to Tuesday.
Just when you thought we had enough news.
God. Yeah, he had the run sheet done Monday night with the top 3 stories. It's like, holy crap. And then Tuesday happened, and well, Tuesday wasn't as eventful as Monday. Nobody got shot, thank goodness. But somebody did get arrested. In WWE legend, Hall of Famer, the Superfly, Jimmy Snuka, was arrested on an indictment for third-degree murder, manslaughter, I believe it was, of his former girlfriend from 30-something years ago.
Yes.
This was a cold case. It was reopened opened last year, mm-hmm. based on new evidence that was found, which includes an autopsy report of the girlfriend that states that it was, in fact, a homicide.
Yeah.
Police went to Snuka's home. There are, I think, some conflicting reports whether he was on a feeding tube or not at the time, because he does have stomach cancer.
The report I read today, he was in a, when he was the police station, he was in a wheelchair with a feeding tube on. Nothing confirmed, though.
Yeah, that's not confirmed. That is only a rumor, but police went to his home. They arrested him. They took him in, and he has been indicted for third-degree murder slash manslaughter. I'm not sure which it is, but that's just insane. WWE has removed him from their website. They have suspended his Legends deal pending the investigation, trying to figure out what's going on. It's got to be insane for the family, insane for him, because he's 72 years old with stomach cancer, and now something from 30 years ago, things coming back to haunt you, is back, and he's now facing charges of murder slash manslaughter. Again, not sure which. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for the woman's family. I feel bad really for everybody involved, because it's just one of those really crazy situations that you really hope isn't true, that you really hope he didn't kill her. But, you know, it's kind of convenient, I guess, that autopsy report never came to light 30 years ago, and there's a lot of reasons why that could be, including that somebody got paid off. It just kind of got pushed off to the side because he was a relatively big star back then. You know, you're thinking early 80s, he was one of WWF's biggest stars. People would go to great lengths to protect that. And protect him, so it could be somebody made sure that never saw the light of day until now.
Right.
It's really hard to say, but it's just the whole situation is just kind of insane.
Yeah, it really is.
I feel bad for Tamina.
Yeah.
That's got to be just crazy.
I would agree. It just, you know, our childhood continues just to deteriorate in front of our eyes.
Well, you know what they say, if you either die a hero or you live long enough to be a villain, and we're seeing people starting to become villains.
Yeah.
I hope and pray Jimmy Snuka is innocent. I want to believe he is innocent. I guess only time will tell.
Yeah, and the dementia thing is sort of, yeah.
Yeah, should be noted that the defense is already stating that he has dementia and he should not be put up for trial because of the dementia, because he may not be able to defend himself to the best of his ability.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
So...
let's talk about... go ahead.
What were you wanting to talk about?
Let's talk about the WWE Network special. Something positive.
Yeah. Let's talk about something positive, something fun. So the WWE Network special.
Yeah, the WWE Network special, which we talked about last week, which was going to feature Brock Lesnar, Paul Heyman's client, Brock Lesnar, taking on Mr. Bo-Leave Bo Dallas. That is not the case. Oh, no.
Thank God.
It's now been changed to Brock Lesnar taking on The Big Show.
Yay.
Poor Big Show.
At least that will provide some kind of challenge.
Then again, remember the last time they went in the ring together? Brock Lesnar beat the crap out of him for 5 minutes with a chair.
Yep.
He threw him around, suplexed F5, big time. It was one of the most memorable F5s where he walked around with him on his shoulders. That was quite impressive.
That was quite impressive.
So yeah, that's going to happen at Madison Square Garden. Jericho and Owen seems to be confirmed as well for that show. Should be a fun show.
Should be a fun show. And we'll talk about Angry Bo Dallas later in the night.
Yeah.
Because angry Bo is angry. It's awesome.
It is awesome. All right. Go ahead.
Where do you want to go next? Do you want to talk about Mania, or do you want to talk about somebody popping the question?
Let's save the popping the question stuff for the end. Let's get through some of this other stuff, all right?
All right.
So, let's go through WWE 2K16 first. Let's get these updates out of the way.
Taker. Oh my god, it's Taker.
Before we get to Taker, oh my god, it's Taker.
The babies?
No, not the babies yet.
Boo boo?
Not going to acknowledge her and her boo boo just yet. Later. Can throw
He's
things at
so ready to kill me for that.
I am.
I'm it's awesome.
She's going to die. Just saying.
He's gonna throw things at me.
I am. Have a jar of pennies. You better watch out. Throwing pennies, y'all. Throwing pennies. They can hurt. I'm gonna flick one. Anyway, no. So a couple of things to note in WWE 2K16 before we get to the updates. Number one, they threw out this little thing. In the current version of WWE 2K15, you're allowed to create 25 creative superstars. That's not a lot. Especially when you create alternate attires, that kind of takes up a slot.
Mm-hmm.
This year in the WWE 2K16, you have 100 slots. So four times the amount. 100 slots for creative stuff, which is pretty damn awesome. Now, on to the new characters. First off, as we mentioned last week, but it's not official, Aiden English.
Yay!
Along with Simon Gotch, the Fun Villains.
Yay!
Lindsay saw the entrance this week. What'd you think?
It's epic! They have the little dude and everything. It's awesome.
Andre the Giant, Fonzie. The Animal, Bud. Tista, Y2J Chris Jericho. Axelmania will be running wild with Curtis Axel. Not unknown if he'll be in Axelmania gear or not.
Probably not.
Lunatic Fringe, Dean Ambrose, who looked pretty good. The Rated-
He looked really good.
The Rated R Superstar Edge. One of the babies, Eric Rowan.
And?
No, I'm going, it's ABC winner, so.
No,
I'm going through the list.
They go together.
Fine. And Luke Harper.
Yay, the babies are in the game.
Okay. And Fandango. Don't even. Don't.
Wait, you don't want me to sing the cha-cha?
Don't you even.
But.
No. No. Aww. Don't make me throw things.
But it's so much fun to make you throw things.
Anyway, John Bradshaw Layfield's in the game, as well as a commentator and as an active competitor in the game. The Macho Man, Randy Savage, who looked really good in the game, is Natalya.
Yeah, she did.
They got her face done well, because the girls' faces come out, and sometimes they got a good job. They did a good job on her face.
Yeah, they did a nice job with the scan.
The Ravishing One, Rick Rude, R-Truth, The Ryback, Santino Marella, Sergeant Slaughter, already mentioned Simon Gotch, the Billion Dollar Princess, Stephanie McMahon is in the video game, the People's Champion, The Rock, and of course, The Undertaker, who looked actually pretty good, but old. Oh.
Yeah, you can tell they did a recent scan, because he looked good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice job on the render. It's just, you can tell Taker has aged quite a bit.
Yeah, he has aged a little bit.
That's the one bad thing about these renders is on the older characters, you see all the wrinkles and the crinkles and the lines and the age, which there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, at least for me, I don't know about anybody else, but when I think of Taker, I think of him around like 2007, 2008 is the picture that I have in my head of Taker. And so it's really hard, you know, 8 years later to see him the way that he is now, which he does not look bad. It's just, he's aged.
Just a little bit.
He's aged a little bit. And it's hard to think that he's getting old because you don't want him to get old. You want him to stay the way that he is in your head. And so it's like, you look at him, it's like, oh, it's a really nice render. They did a really good job with it. Oh crap, he looks old. Because right. That just reminds you, oh crap, I'm getting old.
Right. Just, as Taker gets old, we all get older.
Don't want to think about it. But yeah, still no boo-boo.
Still no boo-boo.
The babies are in the game. Taker's in the game. This is shaping up to be an awesome game so far.
Yes. Yes, it will be.
And we should know they've done a better job on the hair. The beards look really good. The hair looks really good. I just need to see it move.
Yeah.
But we'll get there.
We're getting there. So, she talked about WrestleMania 34, and there's some stories running around. We heard this Tuesday night, and it became a thing on Wednesday on all the news sites. It's rumored that Philadelphia will be making a play for WrestleMania, it appears, for WrestleMania 34 in 2018, according to CrossingBroad.com and PhillyMag.com, who both put out the story. They're both running the same basic story. There were reports earlier last year they were trying to bid for the one in 2015 and 16, but there was unavailability for the other venues for events like Raw and NXT and the Hall of Fame, etc. at those times. There was also a report or a rumor Lincoln Financial Field reps were difficult to work with and treated the WWE like they were doing them a favor. Similar rumblings have been heard about the bidding process for the 2012 Winter Classic with Citizens Bank, which Citizens Bank Park eventually hosted. According to a tipster at PhillyMag.com, Lincoln Financial Field would of course host the main event set up for about 64,000 people. Raw and NXT events will be held at the Wells Fargo Center, would assume the Hall of Fame as well. The Fan Fest will be at the Convention Center. Submitting bid does not guarantee success, but it sounds like they're headed in that direction, at the very least.
I'm telling you this right now. I'm putting my foot down.
Yes, yes, going, yes, got it.
You're going.
Yes. If it's in
Whether
Philly.
Whether you want to or not, you're going.
If it's in Philadelphia, yeah.
If it's in Philly, you're going.
It's WrestleMania. Can't turn down WrestleMania.
Hell no, you can't turn down WrestleMania. You have to go.
I'm going to go to WrestleMania. Never gone to WrestleMania.
Every time they're in town in Philly, he never goes.
No, I don't. But for WrestleMania, I would go.
He could have gone and gotten me a boo-boo, but oh no. No.
No.
He will not go.
What she wants me to do is take a really large net and then capture boo-boo. That's what she wants.
There's nothing wrong with this.
See? Yeah. She just wants me to get a really long net.
Actually, he would probably come with you.
How so?
Just tell him you have people in need of saving. He would come with you. Actually, no, tell him you have an alien at your house and he would probably follow you home.
He would probably follow me home at that point. But yeah, so WrestleMania 34, possibly. Nothing's confirmed.
Yes, nothing is confirmed, but possible WrestleMania in Philly, which is pretty cool. We're going to save Mama. We're going to save, well, pop question for last.
Because
I really want to talk about that. We need to talk real quick. We have one more TNA story.
Actually,
and
we have two TNA stories, but go ahead.
You added one and you didn't tell me.
I did tell you about it.
When?
Earlier, you went, aw. We'll get to it. Just continue.
I don't remember. I was distracted by stuff.
Anyway.
So.
Continue.
I'm invading Dragon Con this weekend, y'all. Watch out.
She's legit. She's got a pass.
I've got a pass and everything.
Be ready. The Iraq invades Dragon Con. It's coming. And coming to a podcast near you.
Yes, coming to a podcast near you. Watch out for the short girl running from the zombies. It's probably me.
Anyway.
So, for TNA.
Yes.
It should be noted that it came out in regards to TNA that they have seemingly, or believe that they have seemingly solved their pay issues as they have shifted their basically payroll department from the home offices in Dallas back to Nashville.
Went from Nashville to Dallas back to Nashville in the last 6 months.
So it has been re-centralized again.
Mm-hmm.
In hopes that will correct any and all payroll issues TNA has been experiencing in the past. Issues where pay is behind, it is delayed, talent and workers have been complaining.
And this whole story came up because there was issues with pay again, and that's why everything's moving back. And basically, TNA is becoming its own little company again, and Panda still owns it. But everything's now more being done in-house with the changes within TNA. It's setting up for either something good for TNA or, well, bad news for TNA. It all depends what happens. This next month, and this is just a segue to bring this up, this next month is really going to be telling because there's no TV scheduled after October. There's no tapings. There's nothing in the can. They got house shows, but it's just, yeah. It's going to be an interesting situation coming up here for TNA. We know we have the Bellatron. We should have the TNA-tron at this point, counting down. Will they be on the air in October? Will they?
It's kind of interesting and telling all at the same time. They're centralizing their payroll department. They're bringing everything back in-house. They're, at this point, simplifying things. It should also be noted that the TNA studios at Orlando have been taken down.
The section on the website about
TNA?
But for TNA has been taken down on there.
So they, I guess, are no longer affiliated with the Universal Studios. TV is taped up until October 1st. Like Brock said, there is no other TV scheduled after that. They do have some live events scheduled, but nothing much. And it was noted a few months ago that Dixie Carter did tell the talent and the staff that if they were to lose the Destination America deal, that they could continue on. They do have the international deals. It feels like with this, with them centralizing everything, that TNA is preparing for the worst. We've seen a lot of people leave TNA here in the last few months, including James Storm, who honestly you would think would be there till the bitter end, and he really kind of has been. But with the amount of people that have left, with the quality of people that have left, and with all the rumors swirling, it's really hard at this point to believe everything in TNA is hunky-dory happy.
Right.
I don't think they're close to bankruptcy. I haven't heard anything to that effect, but
none of that. They're not going bankrupt. They'll still be some sort of company. What kind of company they'll be, that will be determined.
The thing is like, if they lose their US TV deal, they're hurt, but they aren't sunk. They still do have the Sky Sports deal. What will sink them is if they lose Sky Sports.
Yes. So they could become a company taping just international TV, and we may have news on that about another company next week. Talk about next week if that breaks.
Yes, but now we have the other story.
And this will be a transition into our other story that we really want to talk about, which is the biggest story in the history of stories, even bigger than anything we've talked about. But first, Congratulations go out to Josh Matthews and Madison Rain for getting married last month.
Oh yeah, that one. Aww. I don't associate them with TNA. Is that wrong?
You should. She's one of the beautiful people.
I know she's one of the beautiful people, but it's like when I think of them, I just don't think of TNA.
Oh, I know. I know. But yeah, apparently the beautiful people reunited on TNA last night, even though Angelina was pregnant. Anyway, besides the point.
She's having a little beautiful person.
She has having a little beautiful person. Yeah, so congratulations to them. Now, I'm going to set this up because this has a easy little setup. About 10:30 last night, we were here prepping the show as we normally do on a Wednesday night. And then we were about done prepping and we're just talking and what have you. And then just scrolling around social media and it says, John Laurinaitis gets engaged.
No. It wasn't John Laurinaitis gets engaged. It was Mama Bella got engaged.
To John Laurinaitis. And then we see the picture, which is now appearing on your technology screen. God, it came out really small. But it's on your technology screen at the moment. There it goes. There it is. Technology screen has the picture of John Laurinaitis, Mama Bella, and John Cena and Nikki Bella, as Mama Bella and John Laurinaitis are getting engaged. We sat here dumbfounded for a minute or two.
I'm still dumbfounded. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, first of all, congratulations to the happy couple. I'm so glad that they're taking that next step in their life, and they're happy, and God knows they both deserve it.
How come
not taking that away from them, but how in the hell did they keep this secret?
Right?
That's what I don't know. It's like nothing in wrestling is a secret except this.
Right.
Like they kept that off the radar.
And I guess rightfully so, if you think about it.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, your mom dating a road agent certainly doesn't hurt things.
No, it doesn't hurt things on the Bellatron countdown.
Yeah, certainly doesn't help hurt things, and you know, especially in terms of a Tron. Not that we're saying anything. But, yeah, they've kept this off the radar. It never even showed up on Total Divas. You never saw them together. I'm sure it was kept low key for this exact reason, because they didn't want people thinking that, oh, Nikki and Bray are just getting their position in the company because their mom is sleeping with John Laurinaitis.
Like, how long have they been dating?
Yeah, it's like, you know how they met. They met through the company.
Right.
That much you've got. But it's like, how long have they been dating?
Is it what, a year, 6 months, 2 years, 3 years? Who knows? It's just, we've been trying to figure these things out. I know it's just diving into people's personal lives, but that's what we do. Because we watch The Rack. We watch Total Divas for The Rack Extra, which will be available on Saturday this week. Yeah, it's...
Well, I can already see it. Coming to Total Divas next season, Mama Bella gets married. Because... Now, Brie and Daniel will have to deal with John Laurinaitis being their father-in-law / stepfather.
Which now makes Daniel Bryan somewhat going to be somewhat related to Road Warrior Animal.
Yes. And then Nikki has to deal with her mother getting remarried when she still can't get John to marry her.
Which is any reality show plot point if I've ever heard one.
Yeah. I mean, I can already see it coming to Total Divas next season. I already can see it. It's coming. That's going to be like a major plot line if it gets renewed.
Yeah.
With the finale being Mama Bella gets married.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's like we sat here for a minute. It's like...
Wait, what?
What? What? Really?
Did we really just read that? What?
I mean, I'm super happy for them. Don't get me wrong. Super happy for them. But it's like, how did they keep that off the radar that nobody knew? Like, nobody. You didn't even hear whispers of it that they were dating. Which, you know, honestly, John Laurinaitis, he's not that big up there in terms of gossip. But it's like, you know, when the Bella Twins' mother is dating a road agent... In John Laurinaitis, that's kind of a big deal.
A little bit.
You would think somebody would get that out unless they were just that discreet that nobody realized it was going on.
It's probably one of those things people knew but weren't talking about.
Yeah. It was being kept very, very quiet, which that's a secondary congratulations right there for keeping that quiet. Because damn, I'm impressed.
With the day and age of social media and everything. Yeah, pretty yep. good. Pretty good.
So, that, I think, does it for the news.
Yeah, let's take a quick break and come back, do tweets, and NXT.
Yes, so you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Show me how you do. I want to shut down.
can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Glitter, glitz, sparkle, bliss.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And, well, the entrance of the evil Sparkle Fairy, Miss Bliss, means one thing, that we're going to be talking NXT. But before we get there, Tweet of the Week.
To be the kind of person spending time on my space, until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter, until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So, all righty. Adam Edge Copeland. As a very experienced flyer who has experienced all kinds of manners at TSA, you may want to give your Syracuse employees some lessons in them. AJ Brooks, not Lee Brooks. Gotta get used to that.
It's kind of weird. Or,
yeah, it's kind of weird. AJ. I just dropped my phone in a hot frying pan and fished it out with a spatula. Just keeping you guys updated. Somebody responded to Dolph's tweets of him and Lana at Disney World by saying, thought she's dating Rusev in real life, to which Dolph replied, he thought so too. And Dolph Ziggler, Trump says he did not receive anything for signing pledge to Republican Party. Hell, PBS would have given him a tote bag. That's all I got.
That's all you got? All right. I got a bunch. So, sit back.
Shocker.
Not SportsCenter. Did you know, with Kirk Cousins starting week one, this is the first time in NFL history the best quarterback in the league was benched before playing a game, because RG3 believes he's the best quarterback in the league. Yeah. Bailey. Hey guys, remember when the power went out during my promo because of the storm? I thought Taker was coming out. Hashtag NXT Fort Pierce. Whenever the power goes out, you always look for Taker. Taker.
You do. Just look for the portable smoke machine.
Mm-hmm. It's always
that
there.
That he keeps in his coat.
Sam Roberts, Nicki Minaj is breaking new ground, distracting from her breast and ass by pointing at her vagina. Hashtag growth, hashtag VMAs. Sam Roberts. MTV just showed the F word on a t-shirt. This is not good for the children. The children. Trish Stratus. Oh, look, Kim and Taylor are friends, just like she and Kanye are. No, they are, she said. Hashtag VMAs. Elliot Shure Parks, I swear on Tebow. If Kanye is on the ballot in 2020, I am voting for him. Richard Roper, if Melania Trump and Kim Kardashian are back-to-back first ladies, a giant god fist will emerge from the heavens and crush Earth to dust. Yep, Trish Stratus, when she said electrifying, I know a few of your ears perked up. Hashtag wrestling fan problems. Hashtag VMAs. Seth Rollins driving down I-4 like it's 2011. Roman, Dean, Bray, Harper, Page, Cesaro, EC3, Gray, CJP, Victor, Rose, Bo, Merck, Breeze, Carr, Woods, E. Which EC3 replied, WWE Dutch was the MVP. It's always cool. A lot of people picked up on that tweet. Trish Stratus asked people to give their WWE endings to the VMAs.
Oh no.
Yeah, someone tweeted, yeah, Kim went into labor and had a potato baby. Trish responded, if I missed anything on the show, not how the WWE writers would close the show. Hashtag VMAs. Some of the endings were, Jericho came out and asked Kanye's to please shut the hell up. The Dudley Boys came out and gave Miley Cyrus a 3D through a table. Miley Cyrus brings the oddities on the stage, with Trish replied, but she was on the stage.
Oh.
Katy Perry comes out and cashes in Money in the Bank on Taylor Swift. Someone tweeted her, time to close out the VMA and give Miley Cyrus your finisher, the Stratisfaction. Trish replied, only if JR calls it. Corey Graves just hit gold medallion with Delta. Pretty sure that means to get the fly to plane now. Hashtag buckle up. Is that true?
No, that's not true.
Sorry, Corey.
You have to get, like, platinum. Actually, no, you have to be diamond to fly the plane.
Diamond, okay. Kyle Lewis, keep it 5-star. Drive-thru, welcome to McDonald's. What is your order? Strowman, this is the beginning of the order. Can I get a 20-piece McNuggets? Hashtag raw. Keep it 5-star.
Sounds like he swallowed a chainsaw.
Right? Keep it 5-star. Raw ends with Batman and Aquaman staring down Seth Rollins. Yep. Tommy Dreamer, I came down the stairs, I see a glass of milk and a Pop-Tart wrapper. It's either Santa came early, or my fat took over at night. No memory of eating. Poor Tommy. Three-man booth. Paige, do you know why I'm off the show today? Road Dog Jesse James. Oh, you didn't know? Hashtag total divas. Keep it 5-star. Road Dog, you're 22 years old, Paige. You know what I was doing at 22? Paige, being the roadie for Jeff Jarrett. Road Dog, dot, dot, dot. Hashtag total divas. And finally, Seth Rollins. Thanks, official PWI, for the number one spot. But let's be honest here. Was there really ever a second option? Mwahahaha.
Oh, Seth. You dork.
Right? Pretty much, yeah.
Can't take him anywhere, I swear to God.
Really, really can't. But that's Tweet of the Week.
That is Tweet of the Week. So now we are going to talk about NXT and SmackDown.
And some of the best SmackDown. The Ascension took on Rhino and Corbin in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Memorial Tournament first round. Ascension got a welcome back pop.
They did. They really, really did. I felt bad for them. It's like, oh, it's the only place they're over.
Right. Ascension is in control for a while. Corbin threw Victor into the ring post, which Doc just had to look at for a minute. Connor and Victor went for the fall man. Corbin with a distraction. Gore, 1-2-3. Your winners are moving on to tournament. Rhino and Corbin. Solid match.
Very solid match. Dude, the Eagles lost to the Jets, really?
Backups. No one good actually playing.
The Eagles lost to the Jets.
We're 3-1 in the preseason.
You lost to the Jets.
Eh.
The Jets.
No one good played.
The Jets.
No one good played.
The Jets.
We heard from Neville and Crow. Neville was like, oh, okay, Crow's weird, basically, by the end of the promo.
We knew that, Neville.
Yeah. He's like, okay.
He's a lovable weird.
Yes, he is. We had a teaser for Nia Jax, who's coming.
I saw a picture of her and Tamina together. I need that tag team. Somebody make it happen. Somebody book it.
Right?
I need that in my life so bad.
Right? We had the evil Sparkle Fairy taking on Blue Pants.
Blue Pants!
Straight out domination by Alexa Bliss.
She's such a nasty, evil Sparkle Fairy. I love
it. She was impressive tonight. Or last night.
She was. She, ever since they have turned her heel, she's come into her own, and it's awesome.
Pretty much, yeah. She won with the Sparkle Splash, which she's getting so much better at.
Yeah, she's getting way more accurate with it, which is tremendous.
And then we had the best interaction of the night. Tyler Breeze, William Regal, listen.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming here. I know you know why you're here. You're here for the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. And it's a pleasure to have...
Mr. Regal. Who are these two? It doesn't even matter. I've got to talk to you about what happened after Brooklyn. I don't just want to win the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. I need to win it. Last time, I asked you to find me an opponent that was important. And you came through in the clutch.
Oh, yes. Didn't you? Oh, yes.
So now I'm asking you, find me a partner that's important and can help me win this thing. I will wait.
Let me think about that, Flower. You've just interrupted me when I was talking to these two fine young men here. These two fierce competitors. Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. Who are the hottest free agents in our entire industry. And I have brought them here to compete in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. So, next week, you'll get your chance because you and the partner will face these two incredibly gifted competitors. Now let me think. Somebody only worthy of you.
Of course.
Has to be worthy of you.
Of course.
Oh. Got it. Oh, I have. Bull Dempsey.
Are you kidding?
No.
You know what? It doesn't even matter. Because whoever my partner is, Bull Dempsey, I'm still going to win. As far as you two are concerned, I'll be a smile for the camera and say Breeze.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
He called him Flower.
Yeah, he did.
So, Tyler Breeze is gonna get Bullfit, and Bull is gonna get Prince Prettied. I'm calling them Team Pretty Bull.
The Pretty Bull?
The Pretty Bulls.
Imagine him trying to take a selfie.
Oh my god, it's gonna be amazing.
Like, Tyler's trying to take a selfie, and then Bull Dempsey runs in and tries, hey, hey. Get us both. Be amazing. We heard from Emma as well. She talked about her win the previous week on NXT. We had Apollo Crews taking on Martin Stone. Apollo Crews came out strong. Stone then warmed down for a while. Crews hit a nice standing enziguri. Came a House of Fire press slam into the standing moonsault for the win.
Go Apollo Crews. He's continuing to impress.
Jordan Gable's chemistry continues to improve every time. Jordan is like becoming more, he's reluctant, but still goes with the ready, willing, and Gable line. And every time he says it, it's like he regrets it. And it's like, I didn't say it. It was on.
Every time he says it, a little part of his soul just like dies.
Right, and then he denied saying it, but Gable's like, but it was on tape. Everyone saw it. Everyone saw it. He was like, crap.
Right?
Damn it. Yeah. Finn Balor talks about defending the title all over the country, and then talks about being in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Tournament, and his partner Samoa Joe.
Hey! That's not a bad partner if you can get it.
That's gonna be an interesting tag team.
I can't wait. I really honestly can't wait.
Eva Marie took on Billy Kay, the recently renamed Billy Kay. Eva screams all right everything and that thing got kicked in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Eva don't scream.
Just don't.
Eva was aggressive thrust in the corner. Billy Kay with a small package running sent on two count. Billy Kay made a comeback with a clothesline and a big slam and a long two count.
A really, really, really long two count, which we're going to get into here in a second.
Eva Marie, though, recovered, hit the Kendrick for the win. Yes, a long two count.
Because somebody wasn't paying attention to what they were supposed to be doing.
It's one, two, oh, all right.
Yeah, I mean, you actually, if you go back and you watch it, you see the ref stop.
Yeah.
You actually see him stop, and you actually see him pull his hand back, and it's almost like he's telling her, kick out. You know, it's like, it's that level of it. And it's kind of ironic because this was taped before TakeOver, and yet they had almost had a botched finish on this one as well. They came really, really close to botching the finish. It's like, oh, okay, all right, that's slightly, you know, ironic that happened, but yeah. You see the ref stop, you see him pull back, the crowd instantly react, they booed her out of the building, they went for a very quick finish after that, or not very quick, but they went for the finish shortly after that. But yeah, Eva, I know she's learning, I know she's improving, this was a better showing for her than we've seen in other times out, but that's a big botch to make, to forget to kick out like that. Cause, you know, that's all part of the ring awareness thing, that you have to know you're supposed to kick out. Because she could have gotten pinned. Billie Kay could have beaten her. You know, 1, 2, 3, had the ref not stopped, because technically they're not supposed to stop. Technically they're not supposed to pull back. They are supposed to count the three no matter what. So, hey, if she forgets to kick out, oops, sorry, that's it, you're done. Go hit the showers, basically. You know, it's something she can work on, it's something she can continue to improve.
Pretty much, yeah. She needs to improve on it. Yeah. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
We got to our main event. Jordan Gable, Neville and Crow. Good match.
Mm-hmm.
Crow did a blind tag, got himself in, and well, Jordan and Gable took control, and they picked up the win.
They did. Jordan just looks so like, not Jordan, I was gonna say. Neville and Crow is kind of adorable, you know?
Yeah, but sadly the team didn't last.
I know.
But it is what it is. Solid edition of NXT. The tournament is going to continue on. Many interesting pairings. Can't wait for Team, Pretty Bull.
Pretty Bull, and I want Finn and Joe.
They take on the Lucha Dragons, I believe.
Which should be fun.
Should be a lot of fun. Would you want to get into a little bit of SmackDown?
I wanted to get into a little bit of SmackDown. Not a lot happened on SmackDown.
No, not a lot. But a little bit did.
Mainly boo-boo.
Go ahead, talk about it.
Well, basically you had Dean and Roman in the main event. They were taking on the New Day, which was entertaining as all hell. Cause you know, you had Xavier Woods running around with a trombone, playing his trombone during the match.
The bubble wrap table is amazing.
Yeah, the bubble wrap table is amazing. Basically, we need to talk about just the whole save the tables movement, which is tremendous. I love it.
Their opening promo was good, and them on commentary protecting the table was great.
They have a table wrapped in bubble wrap. I kind of want to like just go pop it, you know?
Who doesn't? Who doesn't want to pop it?
I mean, am I the only one? Am I seriously the only one?
No, I want to pop it. Let's pop it.
Pop the table!
Save the table. Pop the bubble wrap. There
Isn't
you
go. That a Big and Rich song? Or close to it? But yeah, I love that they're doing this with New Day. They seem to get increasingly entertaining every week, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a great way to use the Dudleys. It's a great way to use New Day. It's a great way to use O'Neal and Young. Just a really nice way to mix it up. I'm loving it. But you had New Day find out backstage from Renee Young that, oh, hey, you have a match. Haha. And it's against Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. They weren't exactly happy about it, but you know, they went out there, they did their thing, and well, New Day picks up the victory. I'm sorry, Dean and Roman pick up the victory due to a interference by Xavier Woods.
Yeah, Xavier Woods came in causing the disqualification, then you heard from Bray Wyatt.
Yes, the promo that Rock has lamented for 3 days because all I have done is ask about it. It's like, did Boo Boo cut a promo? Boo Boo cuts a promo, right? He's been so ready to kill me. It's awesome.
Someone's searching for the thing.
He's searching for the thing. So as he searches for the thing, live radio, it was a very competitive match between New Day and Dean and Roman. We saw some old Shield moments. We saw the double powerbomb and an attempted pin before Xavier broke it up. But yeah, Dean was feeling it after the powerbomb.
Yeah, and then they called out the Wyatt. And then, yeah, the thing she said, boo boo, 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 boo boo. Boo-boo, boo-boo, boo-boo. I don't know how many times she said boo-boo, but every
boo-boo?
I can't believe y'all ain't noticed yet, but this is my game. I call the shots. I make the move. As far as I can see right now, you're cornered. You're outnumbered. And you're vulnerable.
just the way I like it. Let's do this. At Night of Champions. But be forewarned. It will be your doomsday. Can you hear the footsteps? The apocalypse walks among you in the form of a black sheep. Run.
Well, Bron learned Eric's line.
He did. The one thing they did not capture in that on the YouTube video from WWE was Luke Harper whistling at first.
Yeah, which was awesome.
It was.
And ever so spooky.
Yeah, yeah. So overall, SmackDown was good. Kevin Owens wants the Ryback, but we asked why, but he wants the Ryback. Tamina and Charlotte had a solid match. Lana and Summer Rae continue to fight in skirts. Lindsay wonders, why aren't they in shorts?
They need to be in shorts!
And Cesaro lost to Sheamus. That's pretty much SmackDown in a nutshell. Oh, no, one other thing. Bo Dallas.
We need to talk about Bo! Holy crap, we need to talk about Bo. We need to talk about Boo Boo too. But we need to talk about Bo. First of all, Bo is alive. He's okay. After his little assault by Brock, he's fine. So yay for that.
And he came out a lot more aggressive tonight with a new finish.
With a new finish, which I like it so much better than the Stratus faction. It works so much better for him than the Stratus faction.
Yeah, and then he cut a nice promo on the Facebook page, talking about, people keep laughing at him, and he's going to be more hysterical now.
Well, basically, Bo Dallas has a mad,
yeah.
And Bo Dallas is done with everybody's crap. So Bo Dallas is going to show up, and he's going to just start killing people. That's kind of where Bo's going with this, because, he tried to help everybody, he tried to be a good guy, he tried to be nice about it, everybody laughed at him, then he got killed by Brock, and, everybody has their breaking point, so now Bo's just going to be like, yeah, screw you all, I'm done.
Pretty much, yeah.
But one of the things that came out of Boo Boo's promo is we are doing this at Night of Champions. I don't know whether it's going to be 3-on-2. I don't know whether Dean and Roman have to find a partner. All I know is we're doing Wyatt's versus Shield again, and I'm so in. Like, so in.
Like, one day, I'm getting a little tired of it. No, promo, good. We're good. Set.
I'm good.
You're good.
Got totally it. Good.
All set now.
Well, when I say I'm getting tired of it, I'm getting tired of the buddy-buddy stuff between Roman and Dean, because it feels like there needs to be some kind of twist, some kind of turn, some kind of tension mm-hmm. between those two, and there isn't. And that's fine if that's a story that you want to tell, but I'd like to see a little bit of tension between them, and then they tighten it back up, and they overcome, and they defeat the Wyatts despite Bray's best efforts to put tension between them and sort of exercise that tension, because they both have insecurities that Bray can prey on. And when this started, Bray was preying on them, and now he's backed off. And
right.
He sort of backed off the mind games a little bit, which I'd like to see him start playing again.
I'm with you.
So that's the only thing that I'm kind of tired of. I'd rather see more of the mind games and Bray poke it at Dean's insecurities and Roman's insecurities and really use them to his benefit.
Right.
But yeah, so SmackDown was solid. We had Angry Bo, and I'm totally in for Angry Bo.
I'm in for Angry Bo, and we finally found out what Boo Boo did.
Yeah, because there was the debate on the spoilers. Did he interfere? Did he cut a promo?
No one would tell us. And so that
no one would tell us, and I kept asking him for 3 days.
Which we'll start again next Tuesday.
Yes. Well, if people were more clear in their spoilers.
Right. It would be helpful.
Be totally helpful. But I say we're done.
Yeah, we're done. This is where I plug.
This is where you plug.
Alright, The Rack Extra Told You is Season 4, Episode 9, available on Saturday. Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual, Episode 399, which means we're one more episode closer to 400. You can follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio Live, facebook.com/CB Radio Live, CBRadioLive.com, #BlameRob. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein returning to lead Omega and Maze talking about the week in pro wrestling. I think there's anything to talk about. at WTR Sunday Night, facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. Monday nights is the Raw post show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of The Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern. Coming soon, as Lindsay is headed there, The Rack invades Dragon Con.
That's right. I have my pass. I'm going Saturday and Sunday. I'd be wandering around with my two best friends as I experienced Dragon Con for the first time. To you cosplayers, I was down there picking up my badge today. Y'all people don't play. Mad props to that. I'm super excited and completely terrified. So tune in. We're going to be probably doing a Rack Extra about it, where I tell everybody about Dragon Con. Stay updated for pictures, post. And you know what? You can do all that by following me on Twitter, at LinsWard, LinsWard. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com, even though it's down right now. Or you can go to my Behance, behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters, if you want to check out my artwork.
You can follow me on Twitter, at WildTalkRadio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Get the show on Twitter, at RackRadioShow, facebook.com/RackRadioShow, and YouTube.com/RackRadioShow. RackRadioShow.com is the official website. We'll have a whole thing of Dragon Con on the website as well. Get us on TuneIn Radio, Wild Talk Radio Network, Stitcher, and iTunes, Wild Talk Radio Network, or Rack Radio Show.
So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay, this has been The Rack, and, well, we will see you next week as we come back with more news, notes, and maybe a guest or two. You'll just have to tune in and see. But till then, we're out. Bye!